This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Brain energy demands why your heart is thinking uses only 5% more fuel. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Giorgi Pakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. The human brain operates as a highly selective energy system, with cognitive effort accounting for only a 5% increase in metabolic demand above its baseline operational cost, according to recent neuroscience research on brain glucose metabolism. Contrary to popular belief that intensive thinking burns calories, the majority of the brain's energy budget is consumed by maintenance tasks, synaptic preservation, ion gradient restoration, neurotransmitter recycling, and memory consolidation, rather than the conscious act of problem solving itself. Key takeaways. Conscious thinking increases brain energy use by only 5% because the brain's baseline metabolic cost is already extremely high. Executive control networks are metabolically expensive due to long-range signaling and slow neuromodulators. Stable blood glucose is critical for optimal cognitive performance. Large glucose spikes and crashes impair attention and decision-making. Complex cognitive work depletes high-cost frontoparietal control networks, first when sleep, nutrition, or stress are compromised 5%. The increase in brain energy consumption during intensive cognitive tasks relative to baseline metabolic demand. Brain network energy hierarchy, estimated relative metabolic cost of major functional brain systems, executive control and decision making, high emotional regulation and memory, high language and reading, high attention systems, moderate motor control, moderate visual processing. Low source, neuroscience research on brain glucose metabolism. Georgian Medical Journal News, the brain's constant metabolic burden. The brain consumes approximately 20% of the body's total energy, despite representing only 2% of body mass, making it the body's most metabolically demanding organ. However, this extraordinary energy expenditure is not primarily driven by conscious thought. Instead, the vast majority of cerebral glucose is allocated to housekeeping functions that operate continuously, even during sleep and mental rest. These baseline operations include maintaining the structural integrity of synapses, the connections between neurons, restoring ion gradients that were depleted during neural firing, recycling neurotransmitters after their release into synaptic clefts, repairing cellular damage from oxidative stress, and consolidating memories through protein synthesis. The research literature on cerebral glucose metabolism demonstrates that these maintenance processes represent approximately 70 to 80% of the brain's total energy budget. The remaining 20 to 30% is available for task-related increases, yet even intensive cognitive work raises total consumption by only about 5%. This constraint explains why cognitive performance is so sensitive to metabolic disruptions. The brain cannot store glucose. It depends on a continuous, steady supply from circulating blood. Any interruption, whether from skipped meals, blood sugar crashes, sleep deprivation, or chronic stress, directly compromises the networks responsible for high-level thinking. Which brain networks cost the most? Not all thinking is equally expensive. Networks supporting executive function, emotional regulation, memory encoding, language processing, and complex decision-making are metabolically expensive because they rely on long-range connectivity, signals that must travel across large distances of the brain, and depend on slow-acting neuromodulators like dopamine and serotonin that support flexible, context-dependent processing. These high-cost systems activate when you engage in deep work, solving problems, making difficult decisions, learning new material, or managing competing demands. In contrast, lower-level systems for basic visual processing, motor control, and automatic attention operate more efficiently and require fewer resources. This hierarchical structure creates a functional priority system when metabolic resources are constrained, such as during sleep deprivation, hypoglycemia, or acute stress. The high-cost networks degrade first. This is why people report difficulty concentrating, poor decision-making, emotional irritability, and memory lapses under these conditions. According to research on frontoparietal control networks, the prefrontal and parietal regions that support complex cognition are among the first areas to show reduced activity and metabolic efficiency when fuel supply is inadequate. This has direct clinical relevance. Patients with inadequate nutrition, uncontrolled diabetes, or sleep disorders often present with cognitive and mood symptoms that are partially reversible with metabolic stabilization. Blood glucose stability and cognitive performance. Because the brain cannot store fuel and relies on steady glucose delivery, blood sugar stability, not merely total caloric intake, is a primary determinant of cognitive clarity and sustained attention. Large glucose spikes followed by crashes create a pattern of neural nutrient abundance, followed by relative deprivation, impairing attention span, working memory, decision-making speed, and emotional regulation. The practical implication is that pairing carbohydrates with protein and dietary fiber slows glucose absorption, stabilizes blood levels, and maintains steady neural fuel delivery. Conversely, consuming high glycemic foods in isolation triggers rapid glucose spikes and subsequent crashes that directly impair the high-cost networks responsible for executive control. This mechanism explains clinical observations linking poor dietary patterns to increased risk of cognitive decline, mood disorders, and attention problems in both pediatric and adult populations. Research published in Metabolic Neuroscience literature shows that individuals who maintain stable glucose profiles through consistent meal timing and macronutrient balance perform better on tasks requiring sustained attention, working memory, and flexible problem solving. The brain's extreme metabolic pickiness is not a limitation to overcome, but a fundamental constraint that, when respected through appropriate nutrition and sleep, optimizes cognitive function. Implications for sleep, stress, and cognitive fatigue. Complex cognitive work causes detectable fatigue, not because thinking burns out neural tissue, but because sustained activation of high-cost networks depletes local energy stores and accumulates metabolic byproducts, such as lactate and adenosine. Sleep deprivation accelerates this fatigue by impairing glucose uptake efficiency in the brain and reducing the brain's ability to clear metabolic waste. Chronic stress compounds the problem by elevating cortisol, which increases glucose demand while simultaneously impairing glucose utilization in key cognitive regions. For individuals engaged in demanding intellectual work, healthcare professionals, students, research scientists, or policymakers, this research suggests that cognitive performance is not primarily limited by motivation or discipline, but by metabolic supply and the brain's capacity to maintain stable energy delivery under load. Adequate sleep, regular meals with balanced macronutrients, stress management, and avoidance of prolonged fasting are not lifestyle preferences, but metabolic necessities for optimal prefrontal function. The brain uses only 5% more energy during intensive thinking than during rest, because baseline metabolic demand for cellular maintenance is already so high that conscious cognition represents a minor additional cost. However, the high-cost networks supporting executive function and memory are the first to fail when metabolic constraints tighten. Neuroscience research on cerebral glucose metabolism, 2020's literature. What this means. For patients, stable blood glucose through consistent, balanced meals and avoidance of prolonged fasting is essential for cognitive clarity, mood stability, and memory function. If you experience afternoon brain fog, irritability, or difficulty concentrating, metabolic dysregulation may be a modifiable root cause worth addressing with your clinician. For clinicians, cognitive complaints, attention deficit, executive dysfunction, mood changes, warrant assessment of sleep quality, nutritional adequacy, and glucose homeostasis before attributing symptoms to primary psychiatric or neurological disease. Metabolic optimization can improve cognitive outcomes in both neurodevelopmental and neurodegenerative populations. For policymakers, nutrition standards in schools, workplaces, and healthcare settings should prioritize stable glucose delivery rather than focusing solely on total calories. Sleep and stress management policies that protect metabolic homeostasis will improve cognitive performance and productivity at the population level. Frequently asked questions. Does studying burn significant calories? No, intensive cognitive work increases brain energy use by only 5%, meaning the difference in total daily calorie expenditure between a day of mental work and a rest day is negligible, typically fewer than 20 additional calories. However, the quality and stability of fuel delivery matters enormously for cognitive performance, even if the quantity of calories used is small. Why do I feel exhausted after a day of hard thinking if it doesn't burn many calories? Cognitive fatigue is not caused by energy depletion, but by local metabolic byproduct accumulation in high-cost brain networks, impaired neurotransmitter synthesis, and reduced glucose uptake efficiency. Sleep restores these networks by allowing waste clearance, glycogen replenishment, and protein synthesis. Fatigue is a signal to rest, not proof that you burned calories. What's the best diet for brain performance during periods of high cognitive demand? Stable, frequent meals with balanced carbohydrates, protein, and healthy fats support steady glucose delivery and sustained cognitive function. Avoid prolonged fasting, high glycemic foods, refined sugars, and excessive caffeine, which can amplify glucose spikes and crashes. Additionally, ensuring adequate sleep and hydration are equally important as nutrition for maintaining prefrontal network function. Understanding the brain as a metabolic system, one with high baseline costs and a narrow operating window, reframes cognitive performance from a matter of willpower or intelligence to a matter of physiological constraint and resource management. The most effective cognitive strategy is not thinking harder, but managing the conditions that allow the brain's expensive executive networks to function optimally. As neuroscience continues to map the true metabolic architecture of cognition, interventions targeting metabolic stability rather than mental discipline are likely to yield the greatest gains in cognitive health and performance across the lifespan. Source: Your brain is an energy machine, and it's far pickier than you think.